11-24.
Request of Laura Struble and Oksana Onek to address council regarding educational exchange with Portland's sister city in Russia.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Laura Struble, the Russian teacher at Franklin High School. This is Oksana Olenik. She is an English teacher in Khabarovsk, Russia. We have with us also three of her students and one of mine. We have Nadia Pragina. We have Zurab Hidirov. We have Katya Boychuk and one of my students, Kai Reeves. We also have with us a member of the Portland Khabarovsk Sister City Association, Natalia.
Welcome.
And so thank you. And I want to say thank you very much for this opportunity to be here and speak with the council and thank the city and the structure of the city over the years for its support.
Well, hi one more time. I'm Oksana Olenik from Khabarovsk. I'm an English teacher again. And this has been my lifelong dream to visit Portland since this exchange is not the first one in the history of the school I've been a student of first, and then I'm a teacher of right now. So we had a very long exchange between the Khabarovsk School number 5 and Lincoln High School here in Portland for 11 years with Mr. Alan Ellis while traveling with his students to Russia and inviting us, well, not myself, but the other students, like, to be part of the life in Portland. So it has been a very interesting kind of experience, and that is very important for such kind of relations on the level of just common people, I should say. So I'm very thankful for that kind of opportunity, like fostering the relationships with Russia and America and the students like that.
And I would like to add, we are very grateful at Franklin High School to have the exchange. We just restarted the exchange, which had been going on for so long, and then when the federal funding dried up, it eventually ended. We started this exchange program again last year, so this is the second time we are hosting students from Khabarovsk at Franklin High School, and I was able to take students from Portland to Khabarovsk last May, and I will be doing that again in the fall. And as Oksana said, it is very good not only in terms of language acquisition for her students to practice their English here, but for my students to practice the Russian there, and also to meet students from the other...
Folks, we have visitors from Russia here and a teacher from Franklin High School. Could we let her finish, please? Go ahead.
Thank you. And yes, to meet and learn about other cultures, there are many students from Franklin High School who are happy to meet students from this culture who are also recognized that they're people from other cultures here in Portland, and we recognize what is going on. Excuse me, I'm speaking to you also.
Folks.
Okay, thank you. Can I actually include you? So we did get to see a bit of the demonstration in front of the building, and I think that is a very nice. But if you could let me speak without being interrupted, that would be really nice.
Folks, you've been asked by a fellow citizen to let her speak. Are we going to let her speak?
Please.
Are we going to let her speak?
Is she trying to silence black
voices? No, we're actually trying to listen to this woman.
There's a black woman talking.
Go ahead, please.
And it was a black woman who introduced us and took us around and let us see the demonstration this morning.
I'm really sorry that you're having to deal with this.
Yes, and I appreciate that. And I'm not against you.
Folks.
I didn't make you wait.
Go ahead, please.
We are very happy to be here, and I think it's important to have discussion and exchange on all levels within the city, within the countries. Right now, this is a time when our governments, the U.S. government and the Russian government, are not agreeing very well, and just as it is good for citizens here to understand each other and talk to each other, it is very good for citizens across countries to learn to get along and to learn more about each other, and that's what this exchange is about, and we are very grateful to the city for supporting this, to the Sister City Association for making this possible. So we are very grateful to be here and see City Hall, and it's good for our visitors to see the demonstrations and see what is happening with democracy here too. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you both. Thank you. Thanks very much. Well, welcome to students. Again, we suspend the rules and say thank you for students and teachers. So thank you very much for being here. Enjoy your time in Portland. So let's move on then, please.